We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Trip continues to start the second half there at Fenway Park tonight as it's the Giants and the Red Sox. Jake Peavy for the Giants. Rick Porcello goes for Boston as the Red Sox trail the Orioles by a game and a half in the AL East with the Giants on top of the NL West. And we say good morning to the TV voice of the Boston Red Sox. You also hear him on ESPN. Dave O'Brien joins us. Obie, good morning.
Roxy, good to talk to you. Joe Lorenzo, good to talk to you guys.
Well, fill us in. What's going on with the Boston Red Sox here as we start the second half of the season?
Well, as you mentioned, they're in a dogfight in the American League. It's really a three-horse race. At this point, with Toronto and Baltimore, Sox trying to catch the Orioles. And the interesting thing is that if the Giants were playing Toronto or Baltimore, they would think, well, they all look the same. They're all pretty much the same club because they win the same way. A lot of big offense, a lot of home runs. They love to mash it. And pitching is a question mark, I think, in all three of those cases. So,
we got to try to clean it up, and hopefully Obi can get to a better spot as his cell phone cutting in and out on us. But this Boston team and this lineup, it is impressive. When you look at this lineup 1-9, now granted the American League has a little bit of advantage in these interleague games like the Red Sox will tonight because they get the use of a DH, so Big Poppy is available as opposed to if this game was played at AT&T Park. No DH, so he probably can't play.
Let me tell you something. Here's your storyline for the next two nights when the Giants take on the Red Sox. The MLB's best defense against MLB's best base running team. Watch that little nuance of the game. If you really want to dive inside the details of the game and pay attention to something that people aren't necessarily always watching, Boston runs the bases better than any team in baseball. Bogarts, Betts, Jackie Bradley, three of the best base runners imaginable. The Giants, as we all know, one of the elite defenses in Major League Baseball. That is going to be the key to the next two nights.
Well, we got Obi into a better spot. Obi, again, appreciate your time this morning. And you're filling us in on the Red Sox in this battle in the AL East with Baltimore. To me, it's still a little bit surprising the Orioles are on top of the division considering how poor their pitching has been.
Yeah, that's the same thing that everybody in New England feels like too, Roxy, is that, you know, their pitching hasn't been great. Tillman's been outstanding at the top of their rotation, but why are they still there? Well, Trumbo's a big reason why they're still where they're in first place, and there are some other guys in that lineup who are having big years. But they're kind of a classic Earl Weaver team, you know, from back in the 70s, you know, the three-run homer, and let's try and hold you to less than three. That's how they play. But a lot of teams play that way in the American League East, quite frankly.
The voice of the Boston Red Sox, Dave O'Brien, joining Roxy, Joe, and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. You know, Boston, much like the Yankees, much like the Giants, viewed as a team that goes out and spends a lot of money trying to buy their way into championship contention. When you have the means, go for it. But the one thing that kind of gets overlooked from a more national perspective is how great some of the young talent on the Red Sox has been. If you're building a franchise today between Bogarts, Betts, and Jackie Bradley Jr., who would you start with?
Well, of those three guys, Mookie Betts for me is just off the charts because he's such an athlete. He can do so many other things other than just swing the bat or play defense. He came up as a second baseman, and now he's an outstanding right fielder. I wouldn't say just a good one. I would say he's become outstanding. He wasn't initially. Hard work has made him much, much better out there. As you guys know, Fenway Park is no picnic in right field. It's the single most difficult place to play in the American League as far as outfield. It's a little bit like right field at your place in San Francisco. There's a lot of crazy places that baseball can bounce. I would say Mookie Betts, but close behind him, Xander Bogarts, because he's become one of the great right-hand hitters in the American League. And just a couple of years ago, they moved him from shortstop to third base and were almost ready to say, hey, this kid can be put on the trade block because he wasn't swinging the bat. Defensively, he had been a little short with his range. Another guy who just went to work and made himself better. But they're both 23 years old. I mean, they're golden as far as the folks in New England and around the American League are concerned.
Pablo Sandoval had a much more successful run with the Giants than he has so far with the Red Sox. What's going to be the team's approach to the Panda moving forward?
Well, I mean, obviously he had surgery, so he's still recovering from that. And you guys have heard the old story before. He's got to lose a lot of weight. And what happens after that, I have no idea. The Red Sox are in very good shape at third base without him. And he lost the job before he got hurt in spring training. Dave Dombrowski came down to John Farrell, the manager, and said, "You play the best guy. We're trying to win a pennant. Play the best guy." And the best guy was not Pablo Sandoval by a long shot. It was Travis Shaw. So when Pablo comes back, assuming he's healthy and he's 30 pounds lighter, and those are giant assumptions, if he does, he still has to win his job back in some way, shape, or form, or move to another position, which I think is highly unlikely.
In your opinion, does he still love baseball, and can he return back to greatness?
I don't know if he was ever a great player. I think Pablo was a really fine postseason player, so my expectations are a little lighter than that. I think he can still come back and play, and I do see a little joy in that. At least the year before, we had seen more smiles. We had seen a guy who seemed to be enjoying himself. But you know what I think got him a little bit? I think Boston got him a little bit. This is a fishbowl, and I know in San Francisco, the way Giant fans react to their players is very different if you're struggling than I think the way they're reacted to here. You can really get buried mentally. You may put a big smile on your face, but you're reading it, you're looking at it, you're hearing what they're saying about you on talk radio. I think he heard a lot of that stuff, and I think it crushed him mentally in a lot of ways that first go around with the Red Sox. And I think it did steal some of the joy from him come the second year.
Dave O'Brien, the TV voice of the Red Sox, joining us here at 95.7 The Game as the Giants are in Boston opening up a series tonight. And Obi, with how well Big Poppy is playing, David Ortiz is having a phenomenal year. When a guy is in his final season, you normally don't see a player playing and hitting as well as Big Poppy is doing. It's hard to believe that this is going to be it, considering how well he's swinging the bat.
Yeah, it is going to be, though, Roxy. He has said many times that he wishes he hadn't announced his retirement before the start of the season, because since he did, he's been pulled in a billion different directions instead of a million different directions, which is typical of David. But the season he's having is off the charts. He already has 34 doubles. He's on a pace for 60 doubles and 40 home runs. That's never been done in the history of baseball. And as you say, he's 40 years old. He's swinging the bat as well as ever. You know what his batting eye is like. His ability to determine a strike is incredible. It's the best I've seen in probably 20 years of covering Major League Baseball. He has an amazing command of the strike zone. But what he doesn't have command of is his 40-year-old Achilles. You know, both of his Achilles heels are killing him. It takes him so much time pregame to get ready just to swing the bat four times. He's a designated hitter. He's not playing first base. But it's tough for him. It's very, very difficult for him. It was all winter long just to get ready for this season. As the body gets older and those at-bats mount up and those years mount up, it's tougher and tougher mentally and physically to get ready to play. And he's ready to go at the end of this season. But he wants to go after an October run. He doesn't want to see the season end in September.
The voice of the Boston Red Sox, Dave O'Brien, joining Roxy, Joe, and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. Two-part question for you. Number one, do you think the Red Sox gave up too much in their pursuit for Drew Pomerantz by giving up Anderson Espinosa? And number two, are the Red Sox done trading, or are they going to continue to be aggressive as we approach August 1st?
I think the second one, I think they are going to continue to trade. I think there's another big deal for Dave Dombrowski. And as far as Espinosa is concerned, we won't know for several more years. There's some who are talking about, well, he's a young Pedro Martinez. He's going to be maybe that good one day. But how do you know when he's that young? You know, he's in A-ball. At this point, I don't know if they gave up too much, but Pomerantz will determine a lot of that too. If he pitches as well here as he did out there, then, you know, that's going to ease the blow on losing one of their top prospects. But before they made that trade, Dave Dombrowski got everybody together with the ownership and said, look, if you're comfortable, we'll make the trade, but if you think too much of Espinosa, I'm not going to make this trade. And in the end, the Red Sox said, we have to go for it. They look at this team, I think the ownership group, and they say, the offense is too good, Ortiz is too good in his last year, we have to go for it. And that means not just a wild card, that means going for the division.
Well, Obi, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for chiming in and catching us up on the Red Sox, and I hope to see you soon.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to the series. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.